Did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? Really hit it? Yeah, and that ain't all. He's so home. Yeah, Jackie's real gone.
Robinson waits. Here comes the pitch. And there goes a line drive to left field. Swan is after it. He leaps. It's over his head against the wall. Here comes Gilliam scoring. Brooklyn wins. Jackie Robinson is being pummeled by his teammates.
As the nation helps baseball celebrate one of its most important milestones, the 50th anniversary of Jackie Robinson's first game in the major leagues, fans of the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown, New York, are learning about Jackie Robinson's career. For many, they never saw Jackie hit that ball or steal home, but with the aid of an interactive exhibit at the museum, they can.
He led the National League in stolen bases in 1947 and 49, and in the 55 World Series against the Yankees, he made a dramatic steal of home with Yogi Berra guarding the plate. Time after time, his impossible feats in the infield made all the difference. Until he retired with a 10-year batting average of .311, Jackie Robinson was always the complete player.
Robinson broke baseball's color barrier April 15, 1947, by playing first base for the Brooklyn Dodgers against the Boston Braves at Ebbets Field. Ceremonies and dedications are taking place across the nation today to honor Robinson. However, at the Baseball Hall of Fame, spokesman Jeff Idelson says honoring Jackie Robinson is nothing new.
We're remembering Jackie every day here. His plaque hangs in the gallery. We have a number of his artifacts on display in the timeline, in the late 40s, early 50s part of the timeline. And we will open a significant exhibit on June 12th called Pride and Passion, the African-American Baseball Experience. And what we're going to do is take the opportunity to not only reflect on Robinson's integration of the game, but tell the entire story of African Americans in baseball, which dates back to the Civil War and comes all the way up to present. And it's going to be a very significant exhibit. It's opening on June 12th, and something that will properly and accurately depict the history of African Americans in baseball.
While it was 50 years ago Robinson broke the color barrier, it was 35 years ago he came to Cooperstown to enter the Hall of Fame, where baseball's greatest are honored. Before a packed lawn on a hot July day, Robinson accepted his award.
I never thought at all that I would have this wonderful honor coming to me so early in my lifetime. And to have the writers to elect me on the first time is a thrill that I shall never forget. We have been up in cloud nine since the election. I don't ever think I'll come down. But I want to thank all of the people throughout this country who were just so wonderful during those trying days. I appreciate it no end. It's the greatest honor any person could have. And I only hope that I'll be able to live up to this tremendously fine honor. It's something that I think those of us who are fortunate again must use in order to help others, because it's such a tremendous honor that we should be able to go out and do things to help. I'm just grateful, and I'm sorry it's taken so long, but I just wanted you to know I appreciate it so much. Thank you.
Only 25,600 fans showed up in the 34,000-seat park to watch Robinson go hitless in three at-bats in the Dodgers' 5-3 victory 50 years ago. The scene will be different at Shea Stadium in New York tonight when the Los Angeles Dodgers face the New York Mets. The game will be stopped after the fifth inning. President Clinton and Robinson's widow, Rachel, will take part in a ceremony at second base, the position Robinson played most of his career. For WAMC News, I'm Joe Donahue.